got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And if you just bear with me for a moment, I do have a bit of an announcement. Now, Jess, you don't know this, but I have been speaking to our bosses.
Oh, God.
And there's a bit of a change.
What?
And I'm going to be leaving the show at the end of next week. Next week's my last week.
What are you talking about?
Some situations have changed and an opportunity's come up. And I thought now, I know it's weird on a Friday, I thought now would be a good time. Got an email. It's kind of changed everything. And it could be a great opportunity for me and my family. You know, we've got a young family.
Yes.
So, got an email. And it's weird because I've been doing radio for a really long time.
Yeah.
Didn't think everything was going to change. One email I got yesterday. So, it's all happened really fast. From Sander Paterne. Sorry, I'm just getting a little bit emotional. You are the recipient of a donation of $3.5 million. Reply for more details. So
wow,
it's just like my wife. No, and I
completely understand.
We spoke about it.
Yeah,
and
where are you off to?
Riches.
Fair enough.
So
finally buying that island you've always wanted.
Yes, very small.
Yeah,
but I thought it was probably appropriate now that I am getting coming into this money from this email that I got.
Yep. What do you have to do? You have to provide a credit card, or
it just says reply. For okay. More details. I haven't yet because I wanted to talk to you. And if you're listening, I feel like we're family. So that's why I wanted to bring it to you right now. And I do apologize for getting emotional because I never thought I'd get to a point where I don't want to work.
Yeah.
But I'm stinking rich. And
how much money are you coming into?
3.5. Look at the email because I was a bit sus, initially.
Sure.
But as you'll notice, Jess, on the email, it's from a doctor. And there's some like little umlauts.
Okay, yep.
That
does seem pretty legit.
Mm.
That is the whole email. The one you
yes.
read out the whole. You are a recipient of our donation funds of $3.5 million. Reply for more details.
I think it seems like it's recognition for just like all-round great effort on my behalf.
Yeah, yep.
So
I would like to see Dr. Sandor's email address just as a, you know, safety precaution.
French Lord at _money.
Great. Yeah.
At hotmail.com.
That seems really real.
So, and like, I know that normally.
So, end of next week.
End of next week.
Wow.
I am going to reply to Dr. Sandor probably soon.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I've got a 10 week old.
Yeah.
I've got to think.
You've got to take this 3.5.
I've been so selfish doing this radio thing. Like, I know I love it, but at this point now, I just feel like I need to. You know, give back to my family.
Do you know what? This was what Lingy must feel like every day.
What an unnecessary haymaker on Cameron Ling. Just an all-round great bloke.
He's a great bloke. Very great rich bloke.
maybe instead of just quitting then, maybe I take it back and I'll just do 4 days a week. I'll just do the Lingy deal.
I think you should take the Lingy contract.
Because if he has $3.5 million but still works 4 days a week, maybe that's not as good news.
I think maybe you should have talked about this to me off air first,
right?
And we could have worked it out.
Because it couldn't be a scam. I was thinking about it.
Oh, definitely couldn't be.
It's a doctor.
No.
It's a doctor. Doctors make lots of money. So next week.
So reply, and next week we'll check in with the response.
It's been a hell of a ride. Love you guys. It's Tim and Jess for the drive home. Not for long. You're okay, Rob.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim and Jess here with you on K-Rock 955 on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. I regret doing that. I'm sorry.
And you acted for money.
I did.
In a past life.
Correct, yes. Friday the 13th, Tim.
Right.
Comes around, but usually once, maybe twice a year.
Well, there's no guarantee, really, is it?
No, there isn't.
It's just like...
It's at random.
Yeah.
Today's Friday the 13th. If you've been feeling a little extra spooky today, a little extra... Ooh, what's that?
Bit of a chill. Ooh. Do you believe in superstitions and Friday the 13th? Because do you know the origins of Friday the 13th?
Look, I don't really know the origins. I did a little bit of research. Apparently it's got something to do with the Bible. It's a very Western thing, apparently.
Right. Thank you for doing little research.
You're
but
welcome.
Also feeling, I imagine you still felt it today because you love being scared.
I am scared of most things. And when it comes to superstitions, Friday the 13th is one of those big ones where, you know, the number 13 is bad luck. Friday the 13th, usually a bad luck kind of day.
So what are the normal superstitions that people try and avoid? Like breaking mirrors?
Yes.
Walking under ladders?
Yes. Opening umbrellas indoors. You do that all the time, don't you? What? Are you looking for an umbrella right now?
No.
Don't you dare.
Do you have one? You've got one in your bag.
I do. Don't. Timothy. Tim Bolch. Don't rummage through my bag. He's literally left the studio right now. Oh my God. Tim. Yeah, so all of those superstitions. He can't find my umbrella. There he is. I can't believe he just left me on air. Don't you dare.
You're a radio announcer. You shouldn't be scared of being left alone.
Don't you dare.
I'm just sorry. It was raining earlier and you just never know. Keep talking about what you want to talk about.
So I wanted to ask on 52232955, what superstitions do you have? And
right.
Have they affected you in some way? Because last Friday, I was leaving for my flight to go to Sydney. I was supposed to have a whole weekend away with my best mate. And as I was leaving, I drove out of the driveway and I sneezed. And my fiance was like, "You have to come back. You sneezed. Something bad's going
to
happen."
So you're not allowed to sneeze anymore?
No, as you're leaving.
What if you've got hay fever?
It's like an Indian thing, apparently, for his family. If you sneeze when you leave the house, something bad's going to happen. You have to come back, have something sweet, and then you get rid of the bad luck. But I was like,
what a tradition.
I'm running late.
What a culture. I want to go back home for lollies if
I
ever
sneeze. I'm running
sneeze.
Late, Akshay. I can't stay behind. And I just went, and then my flight got cancelled.
Okay. Right.
Superstition?
Because you're not
or
like
coincidence.
For things like walking under a ladder and, you know, breaking mirrors, like you don't work on site. So that I feel like that's
no,
out
I
of
still
your...
do avoid like walking under a ladder.
Right. How would you feel
don't
if
you
this
dare.
Umbrella were to be opened in the studio?
Tim. It's your bad luck, buddy,
it,
not mine.
How does this work?
You press the oh, I hate it. Have you broken my umbrella now? See? Oh my God, did you break my umbrella?
No, it just won't go all the way up. There's a difference.
Tim.
No, it'll go. You're all good. I just haven't pressed the button.
I've never
there
seen such
go.
Instant karma.
No,
okay.
It turns out I don't know how to use an umbrella. I'd rather walk home in the rain than learn how to use an
52232955. It's Friday the 13th. We want to hear about your superstitions and what happened to you.
Can we get a black cat in here and a mirror? I'm going to throw a black cat and into a mirror under a ladder.
Please.
With the umbrella.
Close that umbrella. You've already broken a mirror this year. You don't need the bad luck.
Give us a call. Nick from Port Arlington's given us a call. Nick, is it you that's a bit superstitious, someone in your life?
No, I'm the opposite, mate. I reckon go for it. Step on the cracks. There's no such thing as a jinx. Break the mirrors. Walk past the cat.
Oh, is it
all
jinx?
That, everything.
Is it jinx?
Do it. Test.
Superstition? Is that jinx. Bad? Jess and I jinx all the time.
Oh. No, it's like putting a jinx on something, not necessarily that saying
oh,
the same word.
Like a hex.
Yeah.
You know, it's jinx. For something to be jinxed.
Like you have a jinx
exist.
On you because you opened the umbrella indoors.
But you touched it last.
No, you don't. Do it. Open it again. Do it.
It hasn't been closed, Nick. So what would you...
Close it. Open it.
Is it even something that you think of? Because...
Never.
Like, I've never seen a black cat and thought, black cat, I'm in a bit of trouble here.
No, I just think, he's going to be hot when he's in the sun for too long. Like, that's it.
No, you
that's
know,
all, that's all.
Statistically, black cats are the least likely to get adopted because people are terrified of them.
Well, they're just racist.
Okay, Nick. That's the case. That's not a superstition. That's just a sweeping statement.
Anyway, to be careful of umbrellas.
If we could get a ladder ladders. In here before the end of the show, that'd be great. Whistling the way home,
listening to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, over the last few weeks in particular, I've had lots of joy bringing things to the show, essentially testing you, and if you're listening right now, you can take this test as well and find out if you're a grot,
yes.
Found out if you're a bogan,
sure.
Found out if you're bad to travel with. It's a series of questions, and all you need to say is yes, I do this, or
okay.
No,
usually
I don't.
Usually this is just pick on Jessica. Let's, come on, what am I today?
today, Jess, are you rude at the supermarket?
No, I'm going to say yes.
don't even need to take the test. I was looking at our website, krock.com.au, and there are top five rude moves at the supermarket, and I want to see if you do it. Now,
okay.
One of them that's not on this list that I'm going to get you to ask, I'm going to say if you do this. Do you eat any of the food before you pay for it, Jess?
Not every time, but sure. I've been known to have a nosh.
Will you take items, something out of a wrapper?
Like on items that like I don't need to weigh at the checkout because I'm terrified that I'm like people are going to think that I've shoplifted.
You're like, that apple was 13 cents. Yeah. Very strange because it's just the core.
So, yeah, like I've been known to open a packet of chips if I'm desperately hungry.
Normally you see
or
that.
Or like a box of Bickies.
Normally you see that when there's like a mum or a dad with three kids, yeah. Right? And they just give them a food. Except you're a 32-year-old homeowning adult.
Maybe I am.
Okay. Jess, failing to use the checkout divider is number one. So when you're going and getting someone to boop your things,
yep.
Say if you get up behind someone, do you get the divider?
Yeah, I always get the divider.
Okay, that's it. This is a good start, Jess. Yeah. So you're not necessarily rude.
Sometimes
just yet.
I'll even put a divider between my and the next person if they don't put a divider in.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's a good tone setter because it's not helping you. It's helping the cashier, the person that's booping all the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, returning items to random places. So say like earlier you pick up a packet of chips and then a couple aisles later you're in haberdashery and you go, oh man, I don't actually need these chips.
The only thing I will return is things to fridges because I'm not going to be.
You're not going to just leave out some fish fingers.
Nah. If I've picked up milk and I'm going, oh, actually, I don't need quite that much milk. I'll go back and I'll put the milk back. But if I'm like picking up a packet of pasta and I go, oh, not that one, I'll just throw it wherever I feel like.
Why?
Because sometimes it's like too hard to go back to where it is.
I appreciate your honesty, but like this is so bizarre that you're happy to just be like, yeah, I'll just chuck a pasta in the haberdashery. Third one, again, remember if you're playing along, this is to find out if you are rude at the supermarket.
So okay, just to keep a tally, I've only done one of these things so far. So
no, you've done two.
What's the other one?
Returning things back to where they go.
And?
Oh, the unofficial one of eating food before you pay for it.
Okay, well, that's not official, so that doesn't count.
Using the express line with way too many items.
Nah,
I never use the express line.
No.
I've never gone to the shops and bought anything other than everything I need for that week at the shops. Okay, this is not so bad. So, because apparently in etiquette, if you bring it, what is it, 15 items normally
Most of them are 12 items or less.
What the?
Yeah.
Shrinkflation is in the express line at the supermarket? I cannot even handle at this point. All right, we'll move on. Number four, leaving your trolley in the middle of the car park, not taking it back to the trolley bay.
I'm a return my trolley back. Doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, I'll even like use the Pokemon method. I'll collect them all. Yeah. If there's trolleys that I see
you collect other people's
trolleys.
I find
it so offensive that people just leave them in. And especially, you know who it is? 40-plus-year-old women.
Yeah.
You're the killers at this. I see you do it. My mum, she does it too.
Everyone always thinks, oh, you got to park close to the door. So
it's finding it.
No. You got to park close to the trolley return. Yeah. That's the real game.
Because after you've lugged it all into the back of your car, you just go, schwang, it's right there. I think that's like a red flag for me if people are doing that. And number five, taking items from other people's carts.
Oh, I've never taken anything from anyone else's trolley.
No, because you're not a criminal thief. Yeah. I've done it accidentally as a child, and I remember it still because I was like, you know how sometimes you see those discount trolleys?
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's Vegemite that went off yesterday. Mm. How about 30 cents?
You were like,
Mum,
this lady's getting Nutella. I want it.
Yeah, I was like, this is great. And it turns out it was someone else's car.
Hilarious.
And I felt so embarrassed. And again, as a 30-year-old now, I still think of it. Wow, you're not as rude in the supermarket as I thought you were going to be.
Am I better than everyone?
All right. The swings and roundabouts are either so far one way or so far the other way. I can't even keep up anymore.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about a bad first date that I've read online. Essentially, some people were texting over in the United States, and this guy kept texting this woman, I want to go on a date. He suggested this fancy restaurant that was well known for its seafood. They're chatting, they're going into appetizers, they're getting into oysters. Now, I can understand that. I'm a big fan. I love me some oysters, Kilpatrick in particular. And when you get one, you could just go, love them. Over and
How
over again.
How many oysters would you sit, like, typically? Like, what's the typical serving?
I like to, like, if I don't often have it as, like, the only food that I have.
Sure.
So I'll either get, like, three or six.
Okay.
Or sometimes if there's a few people around,
right,
get a dozen kind of deal. This bloke had 48 oysters as an
48.
Appetizer.
48?
Yep, for an appetizer.
Not even as a main.
No, 48 oysters as an appetizer. Now, this is a very expensive, fancy restaurant. And after you've had 48 oysters, could you believe he wanted to go to the bathroom? He went to the bathroom, never returned.
Oh, my God.
Dined, dashed, left his date.
I would have been furious.
The bill was $184. Oh. She messaged him and said, hey, $291. I hadn't converted it from American to Australian dollars.
Oh, my God.
She texted him saying, running out on the tab is crazy. The person, he only transferred money for the drinks, so he sent kind of like $30, $40. The rest was on her. Bad date, right?
I would be furious. Furious, Tim.
That is a bold decision that a human being would make. 5223295 What I want to hear is about your bad dates. Because that's real bad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm that's lucky enough there. That I've never had someone dash on me.
No, I've never had anyone dash. I had a guy at the end of a date. He looked at me and went, how are we going to do this? And I was like...
In what sense?
I guess...
take my clothes off or what are you
like
talking about?
Pay? And I was like, oh, I'm happy to pay for half.
Yeah.
And he went, I'm a little shy. I went, are you?
So, what, he asked you to pay for the
well, meal. I ended up, we didn't go exactly halves. I paid for like my meal and our drinks and he paid for just his food because he didn't have enough cash on him.
That is bizarre.
It was weird. It was just really weird. I was like, why would you come if you couldn't afford to, like, were you expecting me to pay for the whole thing?
You're such a hot piece, Jess. You got to remember. Just because he's a bit shy in the wallet department, still wants to go on that good date. 5223295 Would love to hear about your bad dates. Just to kind of put this, I don't think it can get worse. I'd love to be challenged if you can think you can do better than this person who had 48 oysters as an appetizer and then left his date at the restaurant.
Oh my God, you'd never want to date again.
No, 5223295 Tell us about your bad dates. Tanya in East Geelong, you've got one for us?
I do indeed.
Tell us about it.
Well, it would have been about 12 months ago. I've been on Plenty of Fish for a little while and I was messaging back and forth with what I thought was a younger man. And we decided we'd meet up with each other and go out for lunch. So I rock up to lunch and he's 20 years older than his profile pictures, which I'm a little mortified, but I'm not rude. So I thought the least I can do is get a free meal.
It's good thinking, Tanya.
I thought so at the time, but it didn't quite work out like that. When it came to paying for the bill, he was feeling everywhere for his wallet and didn't seem to have it, and I got stuck with the bill as well.
Obscene,
so,
Tanya.
I'm super curious. So the photos that he posted of himself, were they actual photos of him just 20 years earlier?
Absolutely.
The current ones of him weren't working.
Because, Tanya, I feel
I would
like
highly doubt that they would.
Online, I feel like wouldn't. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything.
Oh, here we go.
But, like, if he's taking photos of printed out disposable camera images, surely you can notice that maybe. Or did you think it was an interesting filter he was using for his profile?
Well, you never know these days.
Yeah.
Yes, that's, I didn't well, even think of that, too.
You want to know what makes it worse?
Yeah, go.
Is that after that and I went home, he started messaging me asking me to go out on more dates with him.
Of course, he wanted more free dinners, Tanya.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go out with you.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, a lot of weekend boozy brunches are going to be happening on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
They happen all over town. If you might head up to Melbourne and do one as well.
You know what I vibe this for?
Yep.
You've just voted in the referendum.
Yes.
Voice to Parliament.
Yep.
Time to hit the, you know, boozy brunch. Get with the girls, get with the guys, you know, part of democracy. Have some cocktails.
Well, it turns out there's one establishment that is fining people if they're at these boozy brunches. Maybe have a bit too many. And if you spew everywhere on the way out, you get charged a $50 cleaning fee.
Spew tax.
A spew tax, Tim.
I mean, I think that is
Unless, look, bottomless brunches are difficult because, again, drink responsibly. I'm just going to put that out there. But bottomless brunches.
Just tick that off of the government's fine yep. with what we just said.
They literally say bottomless. So right. a lot of girls see that and guys and go, challenge accepted.
But is bottomless referring to like...
There is. The limit does not exist, Tim.
Okay. So it's drinks and
they
food.
Will keep bringing you drinks so long as you keep ordering them. That is the whole idea of a bottomless brunch. However, this place in San Francisco is like, hey, guys, there's a sign out the front that says, dear all mimosa lovers, please drink responsibly and know your limits. A $50 cleaning fee will automatically be included into your bill when you throw up yep. in public areas. Thank you so much for your understanding.
I like
how often
it.
Was that happening that they had to make this a fine?
It'd be happening a lot. Because imagine how much money a place like Lammy's would pull in on a weekend yeah. just from the spew tax. They're making more money on spews than they are on drinks. You make a lot of money on drinks.
Well, a lot of these bottomless brunches are already like, you know, $60 to $80 to attend. So you're almost paying your ticket price again just for a cleaning fee.
Well, I don't know. Should you be getting to that level inside a venue?
Absolutely not. And I would never.
Because you would drink responsibly.
I always drink responsibly.
The only time I've ever seen you spew at a restaurant was because you had too many chicken wings.
Yes.
Would you be given the spew tax? Because technically you did have one beer before you ate seven levels of spicy chicken wings.
Well, I feel like they were expecting that because it was a chicken wing eating competition.
Oh, they were asking for
it.
They
were asking for it. They can't charge me for it if you're asking for it.
I tell you what. I don't hate a spew tax. I've only worked like for a really small time yeah. in hospitality. I never had to clean up anyone's spew, but I can guarantee
Ooh.
Maybe whoever cleans it up gets the $50 as well. So
$50 just on sawdust like yeah. they used to at school? Just throw the sawdust
what
on top.
What school did you go to?
I went to a public school, mate. That's
okay,
what I went
fair
to.
Enough.
All right.
We used holy water at our school. The Catholic College. So that makes a lot of sense. I'm for the spew tax. I think we need to put it in Geelong.
Do you have holy water in a hose?
Yeah. Well, it came through a hose. We had so much of it.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Good buddy. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.